You are tuned into CJAM and Revolution Rock. Here we are bringing you through the first hour of the episode, and we still have a lot more coming up, so you're going to want to stay tuned for more music from the MC5, John McHale, Sylvia Platters, Stillhouse Plants, Corridor, Deadbeat Beat, and more. But coming up next, we should talk about what we just heard, which was a set dedicated to Weezer and 30 years of the Blue Record, a.k.a. the debut self-titled record from Weezer.
Yes, and they have several albums just called Weezer, but different colors.
Some would argue they have many records.
Some might say that.
Like me.
But we're not saying that.
I am.
We are here to talk about the Blue album, which is a great album.
It is. It truly is. And, you know, I think I say this a lot because people who know me know I definitely rag on Weezer quite a bit. But I think that's only because I love their first two records so much that anything else they do is just a little bit painful when it's just not quite the same quality. With that said, though, this record is always going to be a perennial favorite of mine. I'm always going to go back to it. I do love the production by Rick Ocasek, who, you know, was kind of a surprise pick to produce it, because here you have the guy from The Cars in 1994 producing something. This actually was a bit of a career renaissance for him, because after this and the success that Weezer had, he became an in-demand producer.
He produced a lot of records. I know he did stuff for Guided by Voices, many other bands, more high-profile bands too. But yeah, no, he did a great job on the producing end of this album. And we heard a pair of covers there from songs that are on this album, and then we heard a song from the album proper.
Yeah, so we ended off with Teresa Cowles from Weezer, a tribute by the TM Collective, which is a collective of musicians all on a similar label, rendition of In the Garage, which we're hearing the original version of in the background now. Again, that great sort of like nerd rock aesthetic going on, which is just such a great song, I think, especially appropriate for this show, just about some young guys just playing guitars, just being nerds, playing Dungeons & Dragons, reading comic books.
Are you saying that I'm a nerd?
A huge one.
But I am not a nerd.
Well, okay. Well,
but thank
we'll
you
discuss
for
this when you're older. But with that said, great, great stuff there. And also, one of our friendly Canadian voices we heard before that with a rendition of Undone the Sweater Song, we heard from Mac DeMarco.
Mac DeMarco, and maybe you can tell people about the lyrics he doesn't remember on this.
Yeah, so, you know, if anyone has heard the song, which I'm sure anyone who's turned into mainstream radio in the past 30 or so years probably heard Undone the Sweater Song numerous times. There is an opening section where there is this sort of cascading guitar, and you hear some dialogue, some mumbled vocals over that opening part. Well, no one really knows what's being said. I know there's some hardcore Weezer fans who say they do, but Mac DeMarco sure didn't. So when he picked the cover of this song, he just made up stuff while they opened up the track. And that was actually part of the AV Undercover Club, which is a great series where various bands are pulled in. It's a show where they come in to cover a song selected by the crew that produced it, the AV Undercover crew. And as they go on episode by episode, there's fewer and fewer songs available, so the last band of the season has to play whatever is left over. It's great to see bands play songs that you would never normally associate with them, and then those who find a lot of solace by finding some songs that resonate with them. And Mac DeMarco was earlier on in the season. This was recorded back in 2017 and was collected on the AV Undercover Volume 4 compilation. And with that said, we started off with Weezer proper from the album Weezer with My Name is Jonas, and that's 30 years of this record. Yeah, you know what? I say a lot about Weezer this day and age, but I will always go back to this record to enjoy it. What are your thoughts on it, Dave?
It is a great record, and it's got some good songs on it. Even the ones that were really big hits, there's a reason. I very clearly remember hearing Buddy Holly a lot, but it is a good song. And actually, that was a song that he didn't want to put on the record. He was basically forced to record it to put on the record. Like Ocasek wanted him to put it on the record, but originally he didn't want to even use it.
Which is why there's also that sweet keyboard line in it, because that's a direct reference to The Cars and Rick Ocasek on that track. One more thing just to reference. Undone, the Sweater Song, huge hit. Buddy Holly, huge hit. Another huge hit was Say It Ain't So,
which a lot
of people talked about being this description of, you know, the lead singer River Cuomo's father's, or stepfather, I should say, his battles with alcoholism. and how he felt that trauma led him to alcoholism. It came out in the news recently that actually his father and stepfather neither really suffered from alcoholism. It was just a misconception from him. There's an article on Exclaim about it, which is very interesting. Doesn't make the song any less good, but it definitely shows that maybe Rivers Cuomo was embellishing some stuff while he was writing this record.
Well, that just means maybe he's a good storyteller.
I would definitely agree with that. Now, speaking of good storytellers, we're going to hear a pair of tracks from a great band from two separate albums, The Deadbeat Beat.
Yeah, this band's based out of Detroit. We saw them play earlier this year at the UFO Factory. Mm-hmm. They were one of the opening bands for Shadow Show when they put out their newest release, Fantasy Now. And we've seen them before. But what I was going to say was they're actually working on a new album right now. Their most recent was 2019's How Far. So we're going to hear another track, a track from How Far. And then we're going to hear a track from their 2015 release, which was called When I Talk to You. We're also going to hear brand new music in this set from Montreal's Corridor, which we've been playing the singles that they've been coming out. The album is now officially released. And we're also going to hear music, brand new music from Shannon and the Clams and Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds from their latest release, That Delicious Vice. So let's get to it. We're going to start off with music from Deadbeat Beat here. This is You Lift Me Up on Revolution Rock.
You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here, bringing you through your Saturday evening, and we have about half an hour left of the program and a lot of great music to get through. But what we're going to do right now is call back what we had just heard, ending off with brand new material from Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds.
Yep, brand new album called That Delicious Vice, which also features some co-writing credits and vocals from Alice Bag of the Bags. Her and Kid Congo came together to write songs for a television program, and they just really worked well together. So when it came time to do a new Kid Congo Powers record, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds record, they decided to continue that songwriting partnership. And there's some pretty cool stuff on this record. Out on In the Red Records, That Delicious Vice, we heard the song Silver for My Sister to end off that set. Part of that, we heard brand new music from Shannon and the Clams' latest release, The Moon is in the Wrong Place. We heard the song called Big Wheel. Prior to that, we heard music from Montreal's Corridor. We heard the song Camera from their album Mimi. And then we had a pair of tracks from Deadbeat Beat to start off that set. What did we hear?
Yeah, we heard When the Sun Soaks In, and that's a track going back to 2015 from the album When I Talk to You. And then we heard something from what I believe is their most recent release, 2019's How Far, with the song You Lift Me Up. And we should note that it sounds like Deadbeat Beat are in the process of recording some new music, so hopefully we get to hear that. It has been a long time. It's been nearing 6 years from their last release, so we're anticipating hearing something new from this great Detroit group.
Yeah, and we'll hear it on this show when we can, and hopefully that's not too far away. But we're going to continue next with some more new music, starting off with a band we have played several times before from Vancouver called the Sylvia Platters.
Mm-hmm. Also in the set, expect to hear music from Still House Plants, a kind of a post-rock group that hail from the UK. They have an interesting sound that marries some R&B influences with a lot of heady post-rock, so Slint is definitely a touchstone of theirs. I think you can also find music of Black Country New Road in their sound. And then we do love this artist. We played plenty of his music. And this is I don't want to say a left turn, but it is a departure a bit from his previous release. We're talking, of course, about John McHale from his latest release, Hex. We're going to hear a song. But starting things off, as you mentioned, David, with the Sylvia Platters, this is Severance on Revolution Rock. Chronological.